All right, we are here at the National Biodiesel Conference in San Francisco. The Super Bowl game is going on, and with me is Gene Hemphill, our good friend Gene Hemphill from New Holland. And Gene, now you've been here several years, many years at the National Biodiesel Conference. What is the relationship between New Holland and biodiesel?
Well, we've had a 22-year relationship with biodiesel. We became involved with it when they were actually calling it soy diesel. And our first experiment into it was putting a mixture of biodiesel and regular diesel in the tractors we used to pull people movers at the World Pork Expo. And we have moved forward since then to be the first company of our type to join the Biodiesel Alliance. After that, we had a program for encouraging other people to become members of the Biodiesel Alliance, a good communications tool to get to know the other people involved with biodiesel and to support it. And we were the first company to offer a warranty on all of our engines for 20% biodiesel, and about a year and a half later to offer a warranty to have 100% biodiesel in all of our engines. So we've been very strong advocates, and the biodiesel board has been very kind to recognize us for it, and we are big supporters of this convention here.
Well, as far as recognizing for it, actually, because you were so early on board with this and in your relationship with biodiesel, I believe you got an Innovators Award just a couple of years ago here at this conference.
Yes, that was I was notified ahead of time about it. And in fact, I made it a very strong point to get here to the conference because it was one of the awards I've gotten that I've been most proud of, and I certainly did not want to have it mailed to me. So that was given in San Antonio in 2007, and I will never forget that experience.
Well, and it just shows how yourself and New Holland as a company recognize the potential of this fuel for use in farm machinery and to help our agricultural industry as well.
Right, it's sort of double dipping, and you not only help the farmer, you also help the industry. You help the country become more energy independent, and I think there's still even though we've reached 100% with our engines, there's still a great task ahead to make sure that the general public knows the truth about alternative fuels that are made from farm products, that they are not what making grocery prices rise, which is a common feeling out there now. And I think that's going to be a tremendous task, a tremendous mountain we have to climb over if we're going to succeed. But I like being a mountain climber.
Well, now here at the Biodiesel Conference, you're involved in several different activities, and one of the things that you do here is something that you do at a number of conferences, a number of meetings, farm meetings around the country, and that is sponsor the media room. Why do you do that?
Well, number one, I you know, Cindy, how much I value my relationship with the media. The agricultural media is something quite different than any other media out there. Like it's the political media, the automotive media, the media, the reporters, whether in print or in broadcasting, in agriculture, rightfully feel they are not just reporting on agriculture, they are part of agriculture. They are part of the process to make a farmer successful. And they deserve the support to help get that information out there. So that's why we sponsored their media rooms.
Well, it's great, and we certainly appreciate it. Now, also here at this particular conference, you are going to be having on display Jay Leno's EcoJet. Tell us a little bit about that vehicle.
Well, Jay Leno's EcoJet is a concept car, you would say. It's built on a modified Corvette chassis. Has a jet engine in it, not a thrusting jet engine like you might see at a drag strip, but one that's geared right into the transmission. Probably does around 230 miles an hour, and Lamborghini doors that raise up. Just a very cool-looking car, but the real cool thing about it is that it runs on 100% biodiesel, and Jay Leno is super big on alternative energy. Some people may not realize that about him, but even at his warehouses where he keeps his cars, if you saw it from a helicopter, you wouldn't probably know what color the roof was, because he's got all solar panels powering the five warehouses that are supporting all of his cars. So working with Jay's been a lot of fun. He's using a New Holland tractor to push those cars around so he doesn't have to cold start them and stop them all the time. And he's been very good about allowing us to take his car out under close supervision, of course, and to help promote biodiesel in that way as well.
And I understand, not last year, but the year before, you had Joe Job with the National Biodiesel Board go out and actually get to meet Jay.
Right. The EcoJet car runs on 100% biodiesel. And Joe went out and visited with Jay, and NBC crew filmed them in the garage together. And I think that that interview is still on the website of jaylenosgarage.com. It was a very good interview.
It's been a pleasure meeting with you, as always, Gene, and we'll be following here on the National Biodiesel Board blog the events taking place here at the National Biodiesel Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.